the signs of the day of judgment. We're recording. So, non-royal. So, royal male is prince. Royal female, prince or king. Royal female is princess or queen. You got it? Non-royal, which is like any normal
peasants.
Yeah, peasants or something like that. How do you spell peasants? S?
A.
A-N-T? Peasants. Okay. Now, if he married a royal male or a royal or non-royal, the children would be royal. So, royal kids. So, that is, the kids are going to be royal kids. Okay? Why royal kids? Because of the father. Because the father is royal. So, the father is royal. Because father is royal. This is because the father is royal. Now, royal kids, which is prince or princess. So, look at this. This is the mother. This is the daughter. The daughter is what? Royal. But the mother is what? Peasant. So, the mother will give birth to her master. So, this is the mother. And here is the master. So in this case, the mother is non-royal, and the kids are lawyers. You see? So the mother becomes the slave, or like becomes the... The mother becomes the mother becomes like non-royal, and the children are royal. Okay. So the mother is non-royal to her master, royal. Got it? Now, the second sign is that the Bedouin people will race in building high-rise buildings. The Bedouin people. Did I smell Bedouin right?
Bedouin?
Mm-hmm. The Bedouin people will race in building high-rise buildings. Just a second. Go ahead. Yeah. So the Bedouin people were raised in building high-rise buildings. You find it in the United Arab Emirates. You find it in Saudi Arabia, Kuwait. Like windows here and there. They were raised. You can see it in United Arab Emirates. You can see it in Saudi Arabia. You can see it in Kuwait. Okay, so you can find it in all these countries, right? If you go to United Arab Emirates, you see how they are. You see how they are racing in building high-rise buildings. Now, these are among the minor signs. They haven't. They haven't. Also, another minor sign is the appearance is two P's or one?
Two.
Two P's. Appearance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is why they call him the prophet of the end of time. The end of time prophet. You see that? The end of time prophet. The appearance of the prophet, which was 1400 years ago, was among the signs of the day of judgment. Like, we're towards the end of... We are towards the end of the world. We're coming close to the day of judgment. Now, there are other major signs or moderate signs that when you see, you know the day of judgment is near. Some of them, I'm going to mention some of them. The first one are the appearance of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. The appearance of who? Did you hear these names before? Did you hear these names before?
Yeah.
Who are they? If you read, yes, if you read the end of Surah Al-Kahf. If you read the end of Surah Al-Kahf, Allah is talking about a king called Dhul-Qarnayn. Dhul-Qarnayn was a very righteous king. He was a very righteous king that owned the east and the west. So they call it the man of two horns. He has a crown. He has a crown. Okay? So he is the man of the two horns. He ruled the east and the west. One horn is for ruling the east, and another horn for ruling the west. You see that? Well, let's not get into the details. I don't know if you want to hear or not. All I know that Allah called him the king of two horns. This king was righteous. Was righteous king. What is so righteous about him? That he ruled the whole earth, the east and the west. Okay? That was what is righteous about him, is that he ruled the whole world, the east and the west. And what is so righteous about him, too, is that when they told him Do you want to build a monument, a land monument, that make your memory last forever? How would people, kings, make their memories last forever? Like the Pharaoh, for example, what did he do? He built the pyramids. Why? Because every time you go see the pyramids, then you remember the one who built it, which is the Pharaoh. Got it? Okay, so this is how people think they can make their memories, everlasting memories, by building landmarks. By building landmarks. By building landmarks. Got it? Okay. So, go ahead. Right? So, now, this man was reflecting the justice of Allah on earth. That's what's so honest, so honorable about him, is that he will treat the good guys good, and then he says, when they go meet their Lord, they will also be treated good, or treated well. And then he will punish the bad guys, and then he says, well, when they see their Lord, they will be getting a much more punishment. That's how he was just a reflection of the justice of Allah on earth. Now, this king was traveling. And guess he came across people who are living together that barely know how to speak. Barely know how to speak. So they don't know how to talk to each other. So it's like, huh, table, huh. Like that. They don't know how to talk. As Allah said in the Quran, they are not able to talk. Almost. They talk very little. Perhaps you and me and a few other words. So now they complain to him. They said, Ya'juj and Ma'juj. Ya'juj and Ma'juj are those two tribes. Are bad guys spread corruption in the land by eating humans. So they land on us and they pick humans, they capture humans, they take them and they slaughter them. You know? They slaughter them. So can you help us? Can you protect us? Can you help us build a dam or a barrier between us and them so they cannot cross? So now Dhul-Qarnayn said, fine, I'm going to help you, but you need to help me too. So it's not like I'm going to build it by myself. I'm going to ask you to help me as well. So they helped him, and they built a very nice wall that prevented Ya'juj and Ma'juj from going out. Then Dhul-Qarnayn announced to the people that this wall is going to be destroyed towards the Day of Judgment, near the Day of Judgment. This wall is going to be destroyed. Ya'juj and Ma'juj will be set free, and they're going to eat almost, like, they're going to eat a lot of people. Got it? So when Ya'juj and Ma'juj appear, this is from the major signs. The major signs, the shocking signs are the major signs. Another appearance is an animal. So that's one is Ya'juj. Ya'juj wa Ma'juj. The second sign is the talking animal. You know, Allah sent a talking animal to the people to tell them, you did not believe in God. You did not believe in God. Now, Allah usually sends what? A prophet. So when Allah sends an animal instead of a prophet, it means that those people are really bad. It's an insult, right? You got it? Do you agree with me? If I sent you a prophet, then I'm honoring you. But if I send you
put the sheet so that you can. Don't forget to take it before you leave.
All right. So now the animal is going to talk to the people. You don't believe in Allah. You're going to receive severe punishment. How could you not believe in Allah? It's a very bad insult for Allah to send animal instead of a prophet. Okay, so this is the talking animal which will appear. Three, the appearance of the false, deceiving Messiah. Don't know how they spend Messiah. Something like that. You know how to spell it?
No.
Okay. How?
M-E-S-S-I-A-H.
Messiah. Okay. I-A-H. So, the appearance of the false Messiah. Now, the false Messiah is going to have only one eye. He's going to only have one eye. Not two eyes. So, what happened to the second eye? Is it defective so that he has only one eye? Or is it like blind? Is it blind? I don't know. But I know about him is that one eye. And there is something funny about that that I want to show you, that it is so funny. Don't take it seriously. Just a coincidence or something is very funny. Which is in the back of the dollar. Do you see? Huh? Yeah, but what do you see here? One eye. One eye. You know what I'm talking about? One eye.
Wasn't
that
not,
I can't see that
well. Can I hold
it?
Okay.
Wasn't that
like
the
one eye? As what? There are like on the web. Is this the
one you're
at? It's me. People are seeing like it's going to Nazi eyes. Still like that.
Nazi?
It's like the Germans and stuff.
Oh. Yeah. You see that on the top of the
pyramid? People always talk about that.
Do you see that on the top of the pyramid? Single eye. So basically, this guy, it's not on the fight now. This guy is going to rule. This guy is going to rule the whole world. It is opposite to the man of the two horns. This man is a righteous superpower. This man is an evil superpower. He's going to rule the entire earth. And he will force people to treat him as God on earth. They will tell the people, I'm your God. I am literally your God. Okay? And then the ones who believe in him will have a good, nice life. The ones who oppose him, they will be deprived from all kinds of things that you need for living. Like the basic needs of living. They would be deprived from the basic needs of living. Why? Because he owns everything on earth. You cannot get water without him knowing. You cannot hide anywhere, okay? You cannot move anywhere without him knowing. He knows everything about you and he controls everything. Now, he personally knows, I think he has a body, like he has a helpers, assistants who help him do that. Now, how can he track all people? There are several ideas that it came to my mind about how this guy is going to control everything on earth. You know GPS? Okay. They were discussing into mandatory, like they put a GPS chip in the arm of a person so that it locates him.
GPS.
So it will locate you anywhere. It will store your location with time in a computer database. So if they want to know where are you, what have you been doing, they can get it. The second thing is also that this chip is going to transmit any of your conversations. Like if you talk a conversation, the chip is going to deliver the conversation to the database. So when you talk, he knows what you're saying. Okay? Yeah. Now, he controls all resources on Earth. You know the... Do you remember, have you been to the web and have you looked at the Google Earth? What is Google Earth? It's a satellite image of the Earth, right? You can zoom in. You can keep zooming in, zooming in. Yes, but now here is the thing. When you zoom in, you see the resolution is not that good in Google Earth. Resolution is not that good in Google Earth.
No, I know. I'll put it up.
Right?
I'll put it.
The resolution is not good in Google Earth. So if you try to zoom too much, you would see an awful picture.
My computer.
Quality. Are you seeing 3D Google Earth? 3D Google Earth?
Yes, 3D Google Earth. So what I'm trying to say here is that he will monitor all movements on Earth. Now, and have it on a database. Now, the database, now I'm not saying will. I'm saying this is what I can imagine. Because at the time of the prophet, when he said this false deceiving Messiah is going to control everything on Earth, those who worship him or agree to treat him as God on Earth, they are going to have a nice life or like a normal life. Will be allowed to live. Those who don't, they will not be allowed to live. So then the good guys are going to hide in caves. The good guys are going to hide in caves. Caves. And he won't be able to find where they are. Because maybe they don't have this chip or something like that. Or manage to remove the steps. Now, Google Earth, or if you go, for example, to the, like, for example, the CIA or the Department of Defense, you can zoom in. You can zoom in with the image, maybe until you see an ant on the floor.
See an ant.
An ant. This is how much you can zoom in. You can zoom in and get very good high-resolution pictures. Okay. Now, the computer will have software that will detect movements. The computer will have for example, when somebody's cheating on the tax, the computer will catch that person. How? Because the computer establishes an average, and there is something called outlier in statistics. Outlier in statistics, where the computer establishes the average. And when the computer establishes the average, when the computer establishes the average, they see outliers. Outliers are people who are far away from the average. So if I draw it, when you draw a curve like this, here there's the average. So here's the average. Now, those guys will be far away from the average, will be here. This is called outliers. Outliers. Outliers means far away from the average. So that's how the computer software catches the people.
I pick ups.
Stop it or I'm going to get...
How can I stop pickups?
Go drink water. So, the outliers are far away from average. If the hiccup didn't go away, don't come. So the outliers are, go ahead.
How do you track
everything? Oh, GPS. Like you can have a small GPS device and then you will be tracked. The GPS, there's a GPS on the airplane because this is how the pilot knows
because
where.
Like, on the news, like last week, I think there was this lost airplane and they couldn't find it.
So, like, the GPS? Yeah, the GPS got bad or maybe the airplane crashed. And the GPS got destroyed, of course, and things like that. Anyway, without going into details, you understand the concept? So there are outliers. So how to determine the average and the outliers using the computer software? So from the images of the Earth, the computer will notice things that are out of the average, and it will warn the maybe military or something, that something is going on over there, so we go and check it out. You got it? You understand? All right. Now, telephone conversations are recorded, humans' conversations are recorded, and, you know, he will have a full control over everybody. You treat him like God on Earth, you get to live. You don't treat him like God on Earth, you don't get any means of life. And the believers will be hiding in the caves. And there will be very, very, very few numbers of believers. Okay? All right. Now, there's a story about the Prophet ﷺ said, there's nobody that did not warn his people from the false deceiving Messiah. How? By telling them they will appear a false deceiving Messiah. Where you have to choose between basic needs of life or, so you would have two choices. You treat him like God on earth, then you get needs of life. You don't write the phone number for parents. You write your phone number for parents.
What?
Just write the phone number of your parents.
What did I do?
I'm going to get it from the office. Okay. So God needs, I'm sorry, the ones who treat him as God, they get needs, basic needs of life. The one that treat him as not God, they have to give up basic or deprived from basic needs of life. Deprived. No basic needs of life. And he has full control and full surveillance on earth to make sure they don't get anything. They don't get anything. They don't get food. They don't get water. Then how the good guys are going to live there? Allah is going to make their food. Subhanallah walhamdulillah. So Allah will make their food the tasbih. And the tasbih will make them feel that they have eaten food and they have drank water. You got it? So no basic needs of life. Food is tasbih. Food is tasbih. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah. And then when they do that, they feel full and not thirsty. You got it? So now, the false deceiving Messiah does not, by the way, the concept of the false deceiving Messiah exists. Like, for example, when somebody tells you to get a job, you have to take off your hijab. This choice is a similar choice to the false deceiving Messiah choice. Why? Because you have to choose between either your basic needs of life or your religion. Got it? Or your religion. So if you hold on to your religion, you're deprived from the basic needs of life. That is another example of the false deceiving Messiah that's happening today. But the false deceiving Messiah did not appear yet in person. But sometimes you go get a job, they tell you you have to take off your scarf. Otherwise, you will not get a job. This is kind of what the false deceiving Messiah is going to do. Okay, so now there's a hadith about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who said that the king, the false deceiving Messiah, would bring a guy. He wants to show people that he's God on earth. He brings a guy and he kills him with a sword. Okay? And then when this guy killed with the sword, he, this false deceiving Messiah, brought him to life again. Huh? How is that possible? What I think this is possible with the 3D animations or something like that, 3D images. What is it then? 3D for displaying movies and things like that. There is something called 3D something where they make you see something and feel that it's happening. It's real. 3D something, huh? So basically it's going to be a 3D movie. It's going to be a 3D movie. Alright? That's my opinion. I think it's going to be a 3D movie where he deceives people and he kills the guy and he brought him back alive. Then people are going to say, We worship you. You are our God. We worship you. We are our God. We have no God except you. Because of what is his propaganda that's going to happen. Then one of the guys, he will be able to capture one of the guys who are against him. And then he takes him in front of the people. And then he cuts his neck. And then he brings him back alive. And he brings him, look, he's back alive. So the guy says, look, he's back alive. Now I made you alive. Don't you worship me? Because I gave you back your life. So he said, no. What you have done made me nothing except made my belief in you made it worse. It increased my denial of you. So if I deny you before that, like on a scale of 10, then if I deny you before that on like 9 out of 10, now I deny you 10 out of 10. Because that's what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us. So the people who are going to be protected from the false deceiving Messiah are the ones who are aware of this hadith. Because when they see that, they are not going to agree to worship the false deceiving Messiah. Got it? All right. So then, number 4, the appearance of Isa alayhi salam. Appearance of Prophet Isa. Appearance of Prophet Isa alayhi salam. Prophet Isa alayhi salam is going to come down from heaven and he is going to pray in the Jerusalem, make the Muslim prayers in Jerusalem behind the Muslim imam, behind the Muslim leader. And then he's going to kill the false deceiving Messiah. By the way, the false deceiving Messiah, Ya'juj and Ma'juj cannot enter Mecca or Medina. So when the false deceiving Messiah tries to enter Mecca, he gets the angels will subject him to like heat and something that makes him unable to go. Like he feels that he's burning. So it makes him unable to go to Mecca or Medina. How about Ya'juj and Ma'juj? They will not get to Mecca or Medina. So the people who live in Mecca and Medina will have this advantage, that they are not going to be under the influence of Ya'juj and Ma'juj or the false deceiving Messiah. Appearance of Prophet Isa is going to come down and kill the false deceiving Messiah. So we'll kill the false Messiah. Okay. Among the signs of the Day of Judgment is also the sun rising from the west. When the sun rises from the west, the day the sun rises from the west, okay, is going to be 40 years long. It's going to be what? 40 years long. The day the sun shines, like rises from the west. And it is going to be the mark for the Day of Judgment. So if anybody have not repented, okay, when the sun rises from the west, no repentance is accepted anymore. And no good deeds are accepted. Got it? So when the sun rises from the west, it is the cutoff date. If you want to repent, you need to repent before the sun rises from the west. So the people who live there, once the sun rises from the west, then they will try to repent. Allah will reject the repentance. Why? Because now the Day of Judgment becomes visible. They are already, the Day of Judgment literally starts when the sun rising from the west. So now they see the sun rising from the west. This is the beginning of the Day of Judgment. There is no forgiveness anymore. Good deeds are not acceptable. You got it? A lot of people, you know, when they are dying, they cry to Allah when they are dying and they say, Ya Allah, give us a chance to go back to life, to pay charity, to worship you and do good deeds. What is the answer from Allah?
No.
You get only one chance. Now, Allah also tells us that if they are sent back, they're going to do the same exact thing. How? Because if He sends them back, He would send them just like any one of us. They don't know, they don't remember what happened, right? And they will go through life again. They will be bad guys. They will be bad guys. And if Allah will, if they die, if Allah will send them back, they will be bad guys as well. They will not quit with the wrong things that they have done. You understand? Why? Because when Allah brings them back, He will bring them back to be just one like us. They don't remember what happened. Okay? And then they were going to go life again, and they are going to be doing just like one of us. So, appearing, sun rising from the west, that's it. Then the Day of Judgment is going to start. The Day of Judgment, when the Day of Judgment starts, every single living soul, every single soul and every living being will feel like electrocuted, like... Well, this is going to happen because Angel Israfil is going to play role in the trumpet. Like this. And the whole entire universe will collapse because of his yell. His yell will have so much energy that it will, you know, make, you know how the bomb makes people burn and disappear, the bodies? How? The bomb burns everything like... It has so much energy that it will break you. It will break you apart. Okay. Same thing with the yell of Angel Israfil. The yell of Angel Israfil is going to break apart every single living person or living soul or soul. So if you die, if you're dead, your soul is going to die. And if you're alive, your soul is not going to die. Your soul is going to sleep. You got it? So, in the first blowing of the trump, all souls would go to sleep, right? And then they wake up when? In the second blow of the trump. The second blow of the trump is going to be in the day of judgment. When the Day of Judgment... when we all rise for the meeting of Allah and judge Allah starts judging us. You got it so far? So, between the first blowing in the trumpet toot, and the second one toot, are 40. The Prophet said between them are 40. So, the companions asked him, 40 years? He didn't answer. So they said, 40 centuries? He didn't answer. He said, 40 what? The process is 40. Apparently, it's 40-something that we cannot comprehend. 40-something we cannot comprehend. So the Prophet didn't tell us about it. Now, when everything in earth and heaven shakes and destroys and collapses, disappears from existence. So existence that you see right now is going to disappear completely. All the seven stars, all the earth, all the planets, everything, the entire universe, everything will disappear. And only Allah will be alive. And Allah will say to himself, or Allah will say, who is the only king today? And Allah will reply, it is Allah. Is the only king today. Okay, because everything else will disappear. And nobody has any more power or anything after this. All right. Now, this is the end of the class. You'll be dismissed. Now, by the way, in the homework, I'll ask you to bring, to look up, to search the other minor signs and write them. All right? So you need to search the internet to find out. Huh? Write them and scribe them.